Chapter 25. The Baggage Car. The train chugged west. Johannes was often missing from their compartment, and Reuben had no doubt as to his whereabouts. Inga had totally captivated him. Reuben stayed engrossed in his maps and practiced with his pistol. His draw had become smooth and fast, but he worried about accuracy. "I shall have to practice as soon as I have a place to shoot," he told himself. He read several journals on the lands and mountains west of St. Louis which he had obtained before he left New York. He made lists of provisions and supplies that they would need. He intended to hire one good hand for the new ranch before leaving St. Louis. A scout, familiar with the territory in the mountains and handy with a gun, was his primary goal. He assumed he could organize the rest when they reached the Rockies. That included hiring ranch hands and a cook, along with the purchase of breeding stock and bulls. He had read enough to know that the Rockies were arid. He would need lots of land for grazing. There was much to learn. The cattle empire here would be far different than those of Europe. He recalled his uncle's admonitions. The many Americans he had met were pleasant, even helpful, but he had sensed an independent spirit and basic aggressive nature that were rare in the more tranquil societies of Europe. There was no doubt in Reuben's mind that at some point he would have to fight to protect what is his. Rebecca had left her compartment 310 to go to lunch. Inga and Johannes stood together and watched the rolling, heavy wooded landscape flow to the rear as the train sped steadily west. Track gently curved and their shoulders touched. Johannes felt the heat course through his body and could hear the blood pound in his ears. He put his arm around Inga's shoulder and turned her to face him. The front of their bodies lightly touched. Her face looked almost fevered, her parted lips glistened moistly, and her eyes were half closed. Johannes drew her tightly to him and kissed her deeply. They melted together, the contours of their tall, athletic frames molded perfectly. Johannes felt dizzy with want. "Come with me," he whispered, taking her hand and stepping out into the corridor. He looked both ways and then deeply into Inga's eyes with a voiceless question. Inga swallowed and nodded, "Yes." He led her forward to the baggage car directly behind the engine, deftly unlocking the door with his pocket knife. He slid the door shut behind them. Inga had never before known raw primal desire. She felt lightheaded, almost dizzy, but she knew with certainty that for the first time in her life she truly wanted a man, this man. Without a word, she pressed Johannes against the side of the car. She felt the heat and wetness surge in her loins as his hands slowly traced her breasts. Inga watched him caress her and marveled at how quickly her nipples became taut and visible beneath the fabric of her frock. She felt a white, hot wand in her belly, and somewhere deep in her mind she kept hearing a voice. "Oh my God! Oh my God!" She heard herself gasp as he slid one hand up the inside of her thigh and pushed the hardening in his breeches against her hips. He deftly loosened the string holding up her pantaloons, his hand sliding down the smooth skin of her abdomen. Whenever he touched her, she could feel fire and tremor. His probing fingers slipped into her. Inga felt her legs buckle, and she clung desperately to his neck with one arm. She roughly loosened the buttons of his pants and closed her hand gently around him. They sank to the floor, long legs intertwined. She could feel the orgasmic tremors in her belly as he sank deeply into her. The whole of her body quivered, and she cried out, wrapping her legs around his hips. Her arms desperately wound around his heaving back, completely consumed with a need she had never experienced before. They remained locked together for half an hour, their breathing ragged between long, passionate kisses. Johannes tenderly brushed the blonde strands from her face, and Inga closed her eyes. It was as if this was a dream. She wanted the perfect feel of his skin and weight on her to never end. Reluctantly, they arose and began to dress. Inga fixed her bodice and straightened her skirts. Johannes took her in her arms and held her. He was very flushed, and there was a glazed look in his eyes. "I suppose you and Rebecca will stop in St. Louis?" Inga shook her head. "No, Johannes." She ran her fingertips down the length of his upper arm. "Although not her original intention, Milady Marks has decided to head west from there. All the way to the mountains. We are headed initially to Cherry Creek. And I am delighted." She looked up at him. Deep inside her belly, she could feel her body absorbing his seething explosion, and her abdomen pulsed with currents of energy. She knew her face glowed and impassioned tears filmed her eyes. I have never felt like this. Johannes kissed her slowly and passionately. "Ah, Inga, it is new to me too, and wonderful," he sighed. "I'm so glad fate has ordained us to meet and have a similar destination." His face became serious. "You know, Reuben is anything but the simple immigrant Rebecca thinks he is. He is landed gentry and intends to establish a large cattle ranch for his family." Inga leaned her head back from her shoulder and smiled at him. "I knew when I first saw him that he was not a commoner. I'm not certain there's anyone that my mistress does not consider beneath her. I think, though, the more I get to know her, the more I feel she has another side." "What do you mean, another side?" Inga shrugged. "She's like every woman. She wants a man but refuses to admit it. There's a definite current between her and Mr. Frank. I wonder if we could somehow facilitate some higher level of contact between them. It might be highly beneficial to her own relationship." Johannes regarded her with admiration. "You do think things through, Inga. It would absolutely facilitate our possible travel together." Johannes' voice was wistful. "What caused Rebecca to suddenly decide to go beyond St. Louis?" Inga stroked his cheek with the back of her fingers. "I don't know, my love. It has something to do with some land her father left her." She closed her eyes as he nuzzled her and felt the pulsing in her neck. He breathed in deeply. "Ah, Inga, I love the smell of you." "Oh, Johannes, and I you. I want to see as much of you as I can." "I like your idea, Inga. We should make a plan. It would be good for them and for us. I don't think we should tell them we know they both plan to travel past St. Louis to the same general location. Each of them is way too stubborn. They might actually go out of their way to choose different routes or means for their journey." Inga looked thoughtful. "I'm sure we can manage to keep their courses parallel." She rested her hand on Johannes' shoulder and her voice broke. "Johannes, please, please believe me. This is the very first time in my life I have ever truly made love." He held her more tightly and thought about what she said. He was immensely pleased by her expression of feeling, but there was something, some deeper meaning to her passionate words he could not quite understand. "Inga," he pushed her away just enough to look into her eyes. He felt as if he was floating and an inexplicable tenderness filled his heart. "The same is true for me," he smiled, "and that is quite something."